Welcome back to another episode of MotoGP Mac, and today we're going to talk about Fabio Quartararo possibly staying with Yamaha for the 2025 season on. Now, during the race weekend, it was noted that Fabio seemed really chillaxed and very happy and smiley throughout the race weekend. And when he was asked about the possibility of a move or had he done something, he said, "I don't know. But honestly, I've experienced much worse things when I was in Moto2. When I didn't know where I would be going the following year, the possibility of leaving, the possibility of having offers, of not being stressed by the fact of not having a bike for the following year, I don't think it affects me. I would actually even say it doesn't affect me at all." He said, "There's definitely a choice to be made and it's not easy. I know I have to make it very soon, but on one hand, you see Yamaha are doing things I've never seen them do in 6 years. They're making really big changes. The other thing is, there is a possibility of riding bikes that are already in the front. It will not be an easy choice. The atmosphere is very good, and I would also say it motivates Yamaha enormously." Now, for me, it's really kind of Fabio pricking around with us. And, you know, at the end of the day, he hasn't made a decision, or has he made a decision? For my two cents, he looked very relaxed, very smiley, as I mentioned. And that kind of seems that there's a fella that has lifted the weight off his shoulders. You know, he has been, battling for the past few years to try and get that Yamaha up the top without really a lot of success, if I'm honest. But, you know, Yamaha are making changes. You know, they're starting to understand things, but maybe not fast enough. And I did make a comment about Yamaha not using their full test potential. You know, one of the things that they were doing is they were testing the day after Portimao. And I find this really, really weird that they would do this, because Fabio has always said that testing after the race weekend is not really good for Yamaha, because when the rubber is down, the bike is perfect, you know. But if they're going to be testing new things, they need to kind of do it in a more low grip situation so that they can get an understanding of actually what is going on with the bike. And he said this after the Misano tests, and he said this after Valencia. There, it kind of masks the problems, the fact that the track is in good condition. So not really sure why they would go and do this, but I would definitely love to know your thoughts. What do you think? Is Fabio going to stay, or is Fabio going to go? Definitely leave your thoughts in the comments below, and I'll be back again tomorrow with another video.